Hello and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we shake things up with a report on earthquakes. But first, the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says August has been its busiest month for emergency airlifts in the past 10 years. The UN agency has been sending needed supplies on airplanes to humanitarian crises in not one, but several areas. Chanel Hall is director of UNICEF's Fund Supply Division. Her office is in Copenhagen, Denmark.
For us, there's been massive needs, and that's required a massive response. Many of them have come together at the same time, hitting us in this month of August.
The airlifts have brought food, medicines, and other supplies to 8 countries and 1 territory.
Central African Republic, Palestine, Liberia, Iraq, South Sudan, in Syria, including the neighboring countries where Syrian kids are, so Lebanon and Jordan as well.
Ms. Hall says airlifts are much more costly to operate than transporting supplies by truck.
Usually we resort to airlifting cargo really on the onset of an increase in need, so we call it our rapid response. When the need is so acute that we need to rapidly get supplies in, when supplies that may be already in country or were pre-positioned are starting to be exhausted.
As of August 25th, UNICEF has carried out 36 emergency airlifts carrying over 1,200 metric tons. Some of the supplies going to Syria and Iraq are designed to help children deal with the effects of conflict.
We're shipping what we call early childhood development kits and recreation kits to give to kids to start, if you will, their psychosocial care. Their displays, they're in camps or other places where they're settling, and they still have some way of expressing themselves through play or through sport.
UNICEF not only organizes airlifts because of conflict situations. The UN agency has begun airlifting supplies to Liberia for use against the disease Ebola. Chanel Hall says it is all part of a team effort. She says UNICEF works closely with governments and non-governmental organizations in the affected areas. You are listening to As It Is from VOA, Learning English. On this date in 1893, the wife of then-President of the United States, Grover Cleveland, was the first presidential wife to have a baby at the White House. Mrs. Cleveland gave birth to a baby girl named Esther. Today also is the birthday of American tennis player Andy Roddick. He is 32 years old. Last Sunday, an earthquake struck the Napa Valley area of Northern California. Some roads bent, while underground pipes burst. It was the strongest earthquake to strike the Napa Valley in 15 years. No one was killed, but many people were treated in hospitals. Bob Doty has more on what the future may hold for people living in the area.
Scientists say the earthquake last weekend was a magnitude 6 quake.
The magnitude of the earthquake reflects how much of the Earth's crust ruptured. So it's really an expression of the total amount of energy that's released when a part of the Earth's crust breaks apart.
David Applegate works for the United States Geological Survey. He says Californians are lucky because the earthquake did not cause major damage to water mains, large pipelines that carry water. He notes that a lot of the losses in quakes are from fires because water mains have been broken and there is no quick way to fix them. Mr. Applegate says the timing of the quake in Napa may have saved a lot of lives.
So it happened in the middle of the night. We saw a lot of cases where old brick buildings collapsed onto sidewalks, but those sidewalks were empty.
He describes that as good luck, because earthquakes usually come as a surprise.
The short-term prediction is not feasible, but what we do know is where large earthquakes occur.
This means that scientists can predict the possibility that an earthquake will hit an area over the next several years. When a quake begins, however, scientists can warn people in its path.
Once an earthquake starts in one place, we can actually get the characteristics of the event and get an alert out ahead of the strong shaking.
David Applegate says the warning may not come long before the quake strikes. But he adds that 10 or 20 seconds may be enough to save your life.
Certainly you can get underneath a sturdy piece of furniture, drop cover, and hold on.
Like anything, he says, it is wise to have a plan that includes fresh water and how to find loved ones after the disaster.
Your quality of life after the event is really dependent on what you've done to prepare before the event.
The people of Northern California were lucky in what could have been a far more damaging earthquake. But others have cause for celebration. It seems that Napa Valley will continue exporting wine as usual. That is also likely part of the survival plan. I'm Bob Doty.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow for another edition of As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.